This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Africa is a place often tied to stories about scarcity of clean water and calamities like the Ebola outbreak in West Africa that's claimed more than 4,000 lives so far. But local Nigerian-American Chike Nwofia goes beyond the grim headlines and takes us into the rich cultures of the African continent through film. For the past 5 years, Nwofia has put together the Silicon Valley African Film Festival, which screens and celebrates films from 15 different African countries right here in Mountain View. Nowadays, it's become more than a film fest. This year, there's an African market, a visual arts exhibit, and a forum that features African women in tech. And Nwofia hopes all this will help festival goers understand the complexity of the continent. He stopped by our studios and I asked him about his beginnings in film.
Ever since I was a kid, even through business school, there wasn't a year that went by that I was not in a major, major theater production, to the point that my business school colleagues thought my major was in drama, and the drama students thought my major was actually in drama because I was always in there in everything they were doing. And finally, after grad school and all that stuff, traveling outside the country, I came to the Bay Area and Silicon Valley to do corporate strategic planning. And the corporate world engulfed me. And for the first time since I was a kid, about 5 years went by without my being in theater for the very first time in my whole life. And I was pretty much insane at that point. And I knew I had to do something. And so in the middle to late 1990s, I formed a theater company in Mountain View called Oriki Theater. And the whole notion of that was to use theater as a window again, like I said, to the African continent.
So let's talk about some of the selections. You have films from Rwanda, Egypt, Ethiopia, all around the continent. I must say, for me, I know that there are strong film industries and old ones in two places that I know of, which is the Egyptian film industry and then the Nigerian film industry, what we call Nollywood. I love Nollywood. But this festival goes beyond that. So why don't we start with a film from your home country? Dazzling Mirage. Tell us about it.
Dazzling Mirage is a film that when it came to us, I really loved it personally. It's a drama that follows the life of a young, corporate executive, a young female corporate executive as she tries to navigate her way through the corporate ladder. However, the interesting thing about the film is it surfaces the disease called sickle cell anemia. It brings that disease into focus because this young woman is battling sickle cell.
I have sickle cell. I'm not a corpse. I can work.
Newsflash, Mom. I will marry her. I've had enough of your imposing conditions.
You cannot marry her.
I love this film because it's a very entertaining film. It's a drama that gets you, into the business of the film. But then at the end of it all, as they say in the film...
Are you going to give it away?
You get sickle smile. Oh, no, not at all. Not at the end of the film. I'm just saying at the end of watching the film, as they say, you get sickle smart, And that's one thing I love about this film. And people should come out and see it.
All right. And now another film is from Guinea. It is called Fareta.
Yes, Fareta.
Fareta, Land of Dance.
Yes.
Let's hear a little clip.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a clip from Fareta, Land of Dance, a film from Guinea that is showing at the Silicon Valley African Film Festival. With me is the founder of the festival, Chike Nwofia. And so, Chike, tell me about Fareta, the film.
Oh my gosh, like you just heard, I mean, I don't know if anyone is going to see this film sitting down. You know, the pulse of the film is just phenomenal. Made by a young filmmaker, a master choreographer and dancer that is actually based in the UK now. His name is Idrissa Camara. And he got a grant as part of his, you know, scholarship, actually, and decided to go back home and take the camera with him to record the dances of his people and invite us into the village dances. Also, he takes us to the National Ballet Company and helps us see how people are even struggling to make a living dancing professionally back home. And sometimes he just jumps into the circle and just goes at it. You know, it's such a fun film.
The image in the mainstream media, you know, of a country like Guinea, right? It is one of the countries now in the headlines most hit by the Ebola crisis. But then on October 17th to the 19th, you can go and see this incredible film about music and dance and the ballet company in Guinea. What is the power of a film to change people's minds and perception?
When one comes to see our films, they leave the experience with just this phenomenal understanding, at least, an appreciation of Africa and Africans, that not everyone on the continent of Africa is dying. You know, and I tell people, just come to the festival and get a taste of this continent. Let the African tell you their story. Our film festival has become a mecca, if you will, for immigrant Africans, because they come into this space and they find home, so to speak. And people come in their traditional gear. They just have permission to come and say, in fact, because the opening ceremony of our festival, we have a flag parade of all the countries represented. We fly their flags and have this beautiful procession coming into the arena, almost like the Olympics thing. So there's this pride. And at the end of it, people are coming, wrapping themselves in their country flags. So these sisters from South Africa went on a red carpet and they were trying to take a picture. Then we had some sisters from Zimbabwe. They were just crowded. And all of a sudden, you saw this amazing collage of human beings crowding the red carpet, taking pictures together and just screaming. It was a beautiful thing. And so people come there and they find each other. And, you know, you live in Palo Alto? Yes, I do. Oh, my gosh. I've been living there for 10 years and on. Where are you from? I'm from Zambia. I'm from this. We just see these connections happening over and over. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And so it's become a mecca for us, immigrant Africans, but also our brothers and sisters in diaspora that have been here for a few more generations, come there to just tap into that wellspring of their roots. And then those that are just interested in Africa or friends of Africa come there to get affirmation and find new contacts. It's just a beautiful thing.